Blog Talk Radio.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a made up mind. Your heels get high, but you just keep on climbing. Your way getting hard, but you can't stop. You gotta keep on moving.
Keep on moving.
And one day you'll make it to
the top.
That's where
Jesus is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's waiting
for you.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a maid. Heels get high, but you just keep on
climbing.
Your way get hard, but you can't
stop.
You gotta keep on moving. And one day you'll make it to
the top.
That's where.
The psalmist said, this journey gets hard sometimes. You got to be willing with a made-up mind. When you start running for Jesus, you got to have a made-up mind. God never said it was going to all be easy for us. But we have our blessing coming at the end, which is a blessing. I thank God for that. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to each and every one that's listening on today. I thank God for being here. I thank God for life, health, and strength. Thanking and praising God for blessing us to have our brother Dog to be able to get the word out to God's people. And I just thank God for that. Thank God for waking us up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind. Thanking and praising God for Jesus. And I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Brother D, you with us? I need you to open up with a prayer. Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we just thank you for being so good and so kind and so loving to us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our family. We thank you for our friends, Father God. Father God, we thank you even for our enemies, Father. Father God, we thank you because you're God and you're God Almighty. Father God, we thank you for you forgave us for our sins, Father God. And you said that we should be loved as you are loved, Father God, and we just thank you for it, Jesus. Father God, and we ask you to continue to bless, Father God. Bless the world, Father God, not just the United States, but the entire world. Father God, bless in the White House, Father God, in the Senate, the House of Representatives, Father God. Father God, bless your people that they can come together, Father God, and govern this United States in the way that you would have it to go. And Father God, we thank you for that. Father God, continue to watch over our children, Father God, in the schools, out of school, Father God. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus, Father God. I know you're able. Father God, and bless your people all over the world, Father God. Father God, bless your people that we can get on one accord, Father God, and worship and praise you, Father God, so that things wouldn't be so bad on this earth, that we would just come together, praise you, and believe, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, and Father God, and we ask you to continue to bless each and every one that's on tonight. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. So we thank God for today, and we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to start, come from the beginning of Genesis. And at this point, I'm going to right now say, if anyone have anything they want to ask, they want to add, they're not sure about, they just want to tell us that they understand a certain point that maybe I didn't bring out, the floor will be open. Just raise your hand and we will get with you. Okay, we're going to start with Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I know when we say that, we read that scripture so much. But you know God has something for us in this scripture today. In the beginning of the creation of the world, we're going back to that. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now, when you look at that, think about that. God himself was the only one, the only being out there in the universe. God is a spirit, and there was no other spirit, no other being, nothing out there in the universe but God. Now, this earth was void, it was dark, and there was water on the face of the earth, nothing but water. It says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So God already had his plan for man. But out of all the planets, he found the planet, he already knew, he chose the planet that man would be able to live and survive in, that was not full of gases and chemicals and all that, that man would be able to live and breathe. So he chose earth. Isaiah 44:24 says, thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. See, God wants us to know he didn't need us. We couldn't have helped him had we been here already. We are not powerful. We're not the spiritual, all-powerful, almighty being that God is. This also let us know, before anything took place on this earth, God was already here. Isaiah 45:18 says, for thus says the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none other. And you know, he let us know that we should have no other God beside him. For he is the only God. He is the only all-powerful God. There is nothing else on this earth, or no one else out of this earth, under this earth, that could speak anything that they want into existence except the Almighty God. Verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, This is not the light from the sun and the moon. This is the light that God spoke into existence. See, God was out in the universe, and he said, let there be light. So God had to take that light and put it where it was needed. The first thing that he created, it was light, that we may see his beauty, his work, and glorify him. Light is the great beauty and blessing of the universe. Glory be to God. God put the light out there, and then he had to put it in perspective. He put it exactly where he wanted it to go. Now, the first thing God created, that we may see his beauty, it was the light. Light was made by the word of God, power. God said, let there be light. He didn't have to work. He didn't have to take his hand and do anything because he's the almighty God. And his word alone can do anything that he wants to have done. So light was made by the word of God, power. God said, let there be light. He willed and appointed it, and it was done immediately. See, God didn't have to wait for anything to happen. As soon as the word came out of his mouth, it was done immediately. There was no separation in his speech and the light actually coming to being or to fruition. He spoke the word, it came immediately. The word of God is quick and it is powerful. So God don't wonder or worry when he speaks, is it going to come to pass? For he is God Almighty, and when he speaks, it is right then and there. Now, Jesus Christ is the word. The utmost important eternal word. And by him light was produced. For in him was light, and he is the true light, the light of the world, the divine light which shines in sanctified souls working by the power of God. The divine light that shines in the sanctified, if you notice that in the sanctified soul, the ones who are saved, sanctified, and filled with his precious Holy Ghost. Now, we all know that we were born in sin. Jesus came so he could save us from our sin. Basically, in a lot of ways, he was saving us from ourselves. But he came to save us from our sin, and he sent back the Holy Ghost, and that is the light that shine within us. When we got the Holy Ghost, there should be a light that when people look on us, they should see that light of God. They should see it. We shouldn't look all dim, broke down, raggedy, tore up and torn down. No matter what we go through, yes, we get upset. We get tired. We want to just cry, cry, cry. We have pity parties. But when you finish doing all of that, ask God to forgive you, get on your knees and pray, wash your face and go on like nothing has ever happened. God knows the heart. He don't want us to walk around long-faced and sad all the time and say we are saints of God. God's people are joyful. Even in hardship, God's people are joyful because we know whatsoever we're going through, God can fix it for us. And we know if he don't fix it right now, he will fix it. He do not leave us suffering for a long time. But our long time might be way longer than God's time. Glory be to God. Or God's time is way longer than ours, because we wait around for 2 or 3 days. We feel like we have waited around forever when it's only been 2 or 3 days. But God is always right there for us no matter what. Now, this was before the creation of the sun and the moon. God spoke this light out in the universe. And then, after he spoke it out, because everything was dark, though God knew already what was there, but he spoke light so that he could see, because he put everything in perspective, including the light. Genesis 1:14-18 says, "And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens, and divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." So the time and the season, God spoke all of this into existence, and he put everything in the right perspective. Now, he said when he divided the day from the night, he said, let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. So God blessed and made the season. He gave man the knowledge to make that calendar, for he had already made the season. He already made the appointed time that he had for years. But man, he gave man the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to put it on the calendar so that we can count from year to year. We can keep up with the years. It's nothing that we did so great. It was already done. Man was the one that put it in place once God had made it and had spoke it. Then the calendar had to be made. And I'm sure before the calendar was made, there was other ways that they had of counting the days, the weeks, the month, and the year. Said, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. So God lit up the firmament of heaven so that the earth would have light. Now, we are still living, brothers and sisters. We are still living off of the word that God spoke at the very beginning of time. Glory be to God. Look how many, many years that was when God spoke this earth into it, when God spoke this earth into existence, when he spoke light in everything in existence. And we're still living off the word of God that he spoke at the very beginning of time. Then you think about it. God said everything he did was good. Yes, it was good and very good, because nothing he did failed, because God cannot fail. Nothing he did faltered, because God cannot falter. Everything he did is perfect and was perfect. And as we are still living from the spoken word of God at the beginning of time, I'm going to say it is perfect. Now, God spoke to the sun, and he spoke to the moon. He didn't have to tell them again. When he spoke to the sun, its position, and the moon took its position, the sun lighteth up to the day, and the moon lighteth up the night. He never had to tell them again. They are functioning as it was spoken by God from the very beginning of time. And we are still living by that word that will remain until God destroys this heaven and this earth. Now, when I look at that and God spoke to the sun and told them you would rule over day and put the sun where it would be and the moon you would rule by night and put it where it should be, it wasn't like us, God tell us to do something, we're going to get out of our place because in our mind we want to do something else. But mind you, God showed that for us to speak, even the elements are obedient to his word. Whatsoever he say, that they are obedient to his word. When he tell the wind to blow, the wind blows, and when he said cease, the wind ceased. You think about it. When Jesus walked on the water was all contrary, and it was overcoming the boat, and the disciples was afraid they was going to die because the wind was just pulsing and turning, and they didn't have a grip. But look at Jesus in all of this turmoil walking on the water. Glory be to God. Walking on the water. And when he saw his disciples was afraid, he said, peace, be still. And just the fact that he spoke to the element heard him and obeyed him. That is more, brother and sister, than we can say about man today, because man does not want to obey his word. He said in his word, come out from among them. In other words, come out the world and be ye separated. But we choose the word over him. We are a disobedient people, but we don't want to go to hell. We want to be disobedient and go to heaven. But if you're not obedient to God, you will never see the kingdom of God. So we have got to be as obedient as the sun and the moon and the stars and the wind and the sea. We have got to be as obedient. Just think about it. When Jesus told Peter and them to let that net down, they said they hadn't caught any fish all day long. The fact that he told them to let the net down, he didn't call the fish, but when they let the net down, the fish came into the net. So many, they thought the net was going to break. Even the animals are obedient to him. The fish of the sea are obedient to God. They are obedient. But man is not as obedient. Now, the Garden of Eve was a happy, delightful, and pleasurable place. The trees that was planted in the Garden of Eden was the best and the choicest trees. Adam and Eve was innocent, and God, everything before them to enjoy. Now, that's how much God loved man, because he said, I make man from my own image. He made us like him. Some people say, I don't know what Oma look like when Jesus, when I get to heaven. But don't our Bible tell us that our body isn't going anywhere? This body is going to return to dust. And the spirit man that is within us is what's going to be with God. And we're going to be just like him, because he is a spirit and we will be a spirit too. The spirit that comes out of us and ascend into heaven will live forever as a spirit with God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. So we do know what we're going to be like. We know that. We're going to look just like him. We're going to be a spirit just like God. Now, because of Adam and Eve's innocence, they only knew the good. there was no sin within the Garden of Eden. Okay. Now, Genesis 2 and 9. And out of the ground, the Lord God grew every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Now, the tree of life also is in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil is also there. Now, you think about it. You got the tree of knowledge of good and evil on the other side. Now, the tree of life in the midst of the garden, which was mainly intended to be a sign and seal to Adam, assuring him of the continuance of life. And this is the tree of life, continuance of life and happiness. See, if they had never sinned, we would have had a body that would still been able to walk the earth. The earth would not have had to be destroyed. The people of the earth would not have had to be destroyed. The earth would not have had to be destroyed because everything would be innocent still in the Garden of Eden. Okay, so the tree of life in the midst of the garden, which was mainly intended to be a sign and seal for Adam, assuring him of the continuance of life and happiness, even to immortality, happiness, through the grace and favor of our Maker God, upon condition of his perseverance in this state of innocence and obedience of this tree, he might eat and live. So if he had only ate off the tree of life, man would have never sinned. Would have never sinned. Glory be to God. Now today, Jesus Christ is now to us the tree of life. Now, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it was called this because there was a positive revelation of the will of God concerning this tree. So by it, he, Adam, might know moral good and evil. The good of the tree, it is good not to eat of this tree. The evil of this tree, it is good not to, wait a minute, the evil of the tree, it is evil to eat off this tree. So God put that tree there because God wanted us to have a mind just to live according to the way he wanted us to live. Now, if you notice, with the two trees in the garden, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, basically you had a choice. Adam and Eve had a choice. But now, mind you, Satan thwarted God's plan. But let me go on to this first. It is evil to eat up this tree. The distinction between all moral, good, and evil was written in the heart of man by nature, but that which resulted from a positive law was written on the tree. Glory be to God. Okay. Genesis 2, 15, 16, 17. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. In other words, to cultivate it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of everything off the garden thou mightest eat freely. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Glory be to God. Now, this is what he said to Adam before he made Eve. And after death, he put Adam into a deep sleep and took one of his ribs and created Eve. Now, in the Garden of Eden, there was also the serpent, also in the Garden of Eden. Now you think about it. Satan was in the Garden of Eden. Wherever God's people be, Satan tried to make a way and make sure he's there as well. So Satan was in the Garden of Eden. Says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye should not eat of every tree of the garden? Now look at Satan. Satan knew what God had said to them. He didn't say it to Eve, but Adam relayed that message over to Eve as well. So now look at Satan. Satan always walking, trying to see who he can destroy. And we don't have the power of God that should be in us to fight Satan off and make him flee. The Bible said one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. But you got to have the Spirit of God. You got to have that boldness. You got to know without a shadow of doubt that you have the Holy Ghost. And when you speak, Satan will flee from you. So he was the most subtle of any of the beasts. He was the smartest. He knew what he was doing. Because at one time, Satan was an angel. He was the archangel over the choir. So yes, he was smart, and he knew exactly what he needed to do. He had been up there with God. He had watched God, but because he was jealous of God and he wanted to overthrow God, God threw him and every angel that followed him out of heaven. So the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now you see what God said? Don't eat of it. Don't even touch it. Glory be to God. See, Satan looked at Eve because he saw she was the weaker one. She was the weaker sex. She was weaker than the man, so he chose her to destroy God's plan. That's what he was trying to do. But see, the thing is, though the woman listened to him, God already had a plan. God already knew what is going to happen. He already knew that this was going to happen. But he was trying, through Eve, to destroy God's plan. So he talked to the woman, the weaker sex, and he knew that he would be able to talk to her. You know how people can talk to you, and you got some people that can charm the socks off of you. So he talked to her, and he was charming her, and he was explaining to her that she could eat off this tree. The servant said unto her, you shall not surely die. But see, that's where the understanding got caught up the wrong way. Because when God said you shall surely die, he was talking about spiritually, not physically. But the way Satan gave it to her and the way she took it, God said she was going to die spiritually. I mean, die physically. Satan knew the way God meant that, but he wanted to get over to Eve. He said, you should not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. See, at this point, Adam and Eve was naked, did not know they were naked because they were innocent. There was no sin in them. There was nothing about the Garden of Eve that had any sin in it until Satan showed up. Glory be to God. So he said, now, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Now, mind you, that God told them they could eat off the tree of life, but they could not eat off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Just kind of imagine a little bit. If they had eaten off the tree of life, which is the tree that could bring that could make you immortal and make you live forever. Now, if they had eaten off that tree and then turned around and eaten off the tree of good and even knowledge of good and evil, can you imagine that combination coming together in man? That would have been an awful feat. That would have been something that God absolutely would not have let happen. Because if they had eaten off the tree of our life, then just think about it. They would live forever if they had also eaten off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They would live forever with the evil fighting against the good of in that's living in them. So Satan got her to eat off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But now you think about it. God always have a plan. The second she gave it to Adam and he ate off it, they looked at each other, they looked at themselves, and then they realized they were naked. And because they were so embarrassed, found a fig tree and made them clothes. Now look at God. God knew what man had done. Our Bible tells us that he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Late in the evening, in the cool of the day, when the sun was not so hot. And he didn't find Adam and Eve to be wandering around in the Garden of Eve as he had put them there. So what did God do? He called out to them. He called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Praises be to God. How did he know he was naked? Hallelujah. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Has thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded that thou shouldest not eat. So basically, have you done what I told you not to do? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. So he wanted to put it all on the woman. But the commandment was spoken to Adam. When Eve ate off that tree, nothing happened. Because God set man in the Garden of Eve to cultivate it, to keep it beautiful, to be happy, to enjoy himself, be able to look at the beauty of the trees and everything that God made in there. He gave the commission to man, not to woman. Now, mind you, if you go back, I'm going to show you what happened when Eve ate off it. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took out the fruit thereof and did eat. Let's hold it right there. She ate. This is before she gave it to Adam. She ate. But absolutely nothing happened. The woman was not the one that God put in the garden and said, be keeper of my garden. Keep it beautiful. Cultivate it. Enjoy it. It's for your enjoyment. Nothing happened. But as soon as she gave it to Adam and he did eat, the eyes came open. Her eyes did not come open when she ate off of that tree. But the second that Adam ate off that tree, his eyes came open. And it says, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now God was not pleased with them. He said, who told you you was naked? Adam said, the woman gave me to eat. And God asked the woman, now mind you, God already knew absolutely everything that had happened. But he wants us to tell him to give our account because we must give everything to God truthfully. He would not accept anything else. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. In other words, the serpent talked me into it. The serpent showed me how beautiful this tree was and how desirable this tree was. And I desired it, and I ate. Now, God was upset with the serpent because originally his plan was that we would all live in the Garden of Eden and we would not die because we would be eating of the tree of life, not of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And not only, and then he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And not only did he curse the serpent, but he also cursed Eve. He said, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thou sorrow and thou conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Glory be to God. And he said to Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of life, of which the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Then he said, in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And I'm just going to skip down to the end of to verse number, let's go to 22. And the Lord God said, behold, a man is become as one of us, to know good and evil now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and live forever. See, he already sinned when he ate of the tree of good from evil. He know good from evil now, but God said, lest he put forth his hand and take off the tree of life and eat and live forever. So now evil and goodness cannot live together. That's why God made a hell, so the evil can go to hell and burn eternally. But the good one, the goodness, the one that's keeping God's commandment, doing the will of God, is saved, sanctified of their sin, will be with God. So therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, which turn every which way to keep the way of the tree of life. So he sealed up the Garden of Eden so that no man can go back into that garden, so that no man can eat the tree of life, because now he know good from evil. Before he ate of the tree of life, he was living, he was innocent, he was naked, he was blind, he was happy, he had everything. But Satan convinced Eve that this is not enough. You're not going to surely die. Your eyes will be open and you will know good from evil. And just like he convinced Eve to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's the same thing he do out in the world today. He convinced people to do the things that is against the will of God. God say, don't do this, and he tell you, it's all right. God is not going to kill you for that. So that's why when he went to see God in the book of Job, and God asked him, where are you? Why are you here? He said, I'm walking to and fro in this earth. trying to find whom I can devour. In other words, who I can destroy. He can destroy you spiritually. That's why we got to always be obedient, always be servant of God, do as right as you can, and be quick to repent. Seek the Holy Ghost. Seek eternal life. Glory be to God. Seek to be with God forever. Jesus did not come here to die for us to sin and turn our back on him. We don't want to continue to bring God to bring Jesus to an open shame. He died for us so that we could live. But rather than choose Jesus, we choose the world. So I thank God for this day. I thank God for everything that he has given me. And I certainly hope that this message resonated with someone. Glory be to God. So at this time, I'm going to take a few minutes and I'm going to pause and I'm going to give whosoever have a question, have something they want to say, a testimony or what have you, or even want to be prayed for. We're going to leave this time so that you can come forward and do what God put on your heart to do. Good afternoon.
Ms. Gina is open. Ms. Gina is open. Ms. Gina is open.
Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead,
Pastor Samarian, how you doing? How you doing today?
I am well. Praise God. How are you today?
I am doing good. I told Dog yesterday, and he knows I'm always on here all the time anyway, but I just try to give other people a chance to speak. But I did want to thank you because I've been hearing you, you know, continuing to keep my family in your prayers, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But I'm going to keep it short. I actually got a lot of noise, so I stepped outside. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else. But I said, good show tonight. I enjoyed it. Well, I enjoy all of them. But I just, you
praise
know, like
God.
I said, want to thank you again.
You are more than welcome. Oh. And we really appreciate you and all the ones that be with us every week. It's just a blessing all by itself. And we just want to be able to bless you in the word. Thank you
truly enjoy it. You're a very nice speaker.
Praise God. Praise God. It's God. It's not me. I just try to do his will.
Well, he's using you well.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to go back on you. I'm going to go back on you because, like I said, I got a lot of noise today.
Gina, and thank you again. I try to do everything that God had me to do.
You're welcome.
Okay, anyone else? Is there anyone else want to comment on the message today? Or have anything they want to say, or even want to request prayer.
Amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Good evening, Keith. As always, I'm running late, but thank God Almighty, I'm here. I got a chance to hear most of the word today. Been crossed that a few times. Got a chance to hear most of it. But I want to tell my sisters and brothers, as you're listening. When you're listening to God's word, pray on God's word. It is so much false, fictitious teaching out here now until it is just utterly ridiculous. I was listening to you as you were speaking, and a young brother come across me in the store. And he started trying to tell me some things about the Bible that I just knew was not true. And I had to inform him that I'm not going to force. I'm on a spiritual service right now, brother. And I'm not going to force my religious belief on you, but if you're willing to listen, I'll give you the utmost truth that the Bible says, not what I say. So I just want to reiterate to my sister and brother, read the Bible. Ask the Lord for understanding and revelation of his word.
That's
Don't let this world... Do not allow this world to turn you around. Satan is busy. My little cousin said a few weeks ago how Satan come in different forms, and that's what he do. He'll come in what you like the most.
That's right.
So read
that's
the Bible
right.
for yourself. Start studying the Bible more and ask God, pray on God's word, ask God for some understanding. Amen. And as always, T, you know I truly enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the word. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you for that, Brother D. Thank you so much. We're still open. We'll give it a few more minutes. Okay, and truly we do thank God for each and every one of you. And Sister Gina, we will continue to keep you in prayer. And, you know, and I thank God for you because it's not all the time that there's a problem. We can have prayers when everything is going great. There's nothing wrong with asking God to continue to keep his loving protective arms around us. And I just thank God for that. And we'll continue to pray for you, Sister Gina, Sister Emily, Brother Sister Fan, Brother Tatum. We'll continue to pray for you all. And we thank God for you all being on every week, Tuesday and Wednesday. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I truly thank God for Brother Dog. I never fail to mention him because it might look like to him he's not doing that much, but he's doing a great work. He is doing a lot. Just the fact that he's allowing the word of God to go out. That's a blessing all by itself. And that's working on the building, truly working on the building. Amen. I just thank God for that. So at this time, I see you, Father, made it with me, Brother D. Brother D, please, I'm going to ask you to close in prayer for me. And remember, Brother Sister Fan, Sister Emily, she always asking for prayer, Sister Gina and her family. And don't forget Brother Tatum. He's still struggling with the death of his son. So we will continue to lift him up to Jesus. And also remember Brother Dog. Remember him every time we pray because he's doing a great work and he's going to see a change going to come. And he's just going to look and laugh. And he said he would think I would have never thought it. But God is going to do it for him.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, Christian. Amen. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So welcome. Brother D, go ahead.
Give me one moment here, T. You got me with you. 1 second. So I can get with you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And while he's doing that, I'm going to say
moment.
I thank God for Brother D's work. He started the family coming together every morning at 5:30 in the morning, waking me up out of my sleep. But I enjoy it. He bring the family together to pray every single day. And that is a blessing all by itself.
Yes,
go ahead,
is.
Brother D.
Amen, amen. We're going to have a little talk with our Lord and Savior, knowing that he's truly our true foundation. I want to ask each and every one that's listening to you bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear and prayer along with us as we pray.
Yes.
Prayer is very much needed. Prayer is needed more now than ever before.
Yeah.
Father God, we come to you once more and again, Father, just to tell you thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So we want to thank you for what you have done in our lives, and we want to thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us daily. We want to thank you for these services, Lord Jesus. Praying that as we do these services in your name, that someone will reap some benefits from it. Someone will hear the word as it goes forth. Someone will hear it and want to get a relationship with you, want to get to know you and impart in their sin.
Yes,
and we just tell you thank you. We ask that you just continue to guide, continue to keep in the name of Jesus. We ask that you look upon Brother Tatum, Father. We know that he had a loss. And we know that when we lose loved ones, Father, sometimes we may never get over them. But we ask that you touch his heart, mind, body, and soul. Give him strength to be able to deal with his situation, to be able to to work with him, be able to come to you and talk to you when he is in need. And Father, we ask that you look upon Sister Gina. Father, continue to bless her family. Continue to keep her, Lord. But we know that there were some health issues in the past, but we know that you are God of a healer. We know that you're God that's able, Lord, and we know that you can. We ask that you not only bless her body, but bless her family.
Yeah.
Give them a mind and say yes to your word and yes to your way.
Oh, yeah.
Give them a mind to know that you are God and God all by yourself, that you are the true foundation of the world. Father, look up on Sister Emily. Bless her, Lord Jesus. Touch her mind.
Bless her,
give
God.
Give her strength. Build her up where she's torn down. Father, we know that she's struggling with your word. We know that she's at the point to where she always want to do right, but Satan is always busy, Lord Jesus. But we ask that you continue to hold her, continue to keep her, Lord.
In the name of
continue
Jesus.
To give her a mind to want to get up and read your word daily. Touch her mind that she will understand that you are the way, the truth, and the light.
Yeah,
let her know,
now.
Father, that no man can enter except through you. Let her know, Lord, that you are the way. Let her know, Lord, that you're standing here right now waiting. For you said in your word, I stand at the door and I knock. You said, if any man will let me in, I'll sleep with him and him with me. Father, let her know right now that you're right there willing, ready and able to sup with her. That you are the only one that can keep her, Lord Jesus. Touch
her right now.
Touch her right now, Lord. Father, we ask a special blessing as often as we think to ask you to bless our brother. For he started something. We don't even know if he knew what he was starting when he asked for a word of prayer. And you have shown him a vision, Lord, that prayer stretched from one prayer to two different services to give thanks to you, to worship your name, praise your holy name.
Yes.
Where did you continue to bless Brother Dog? Continue to keep Brother Dog in a mighty way.
Keep him, God.
Touch him right now.
In
keep
the
old death angel away from him. Keep the old devil away from him. Let him know, Lord, that you are the way. Give him strength. Build him up where he's torn down, Lord Jesus. Touch him right now.
Yeah.
Touch his mind, Father, that he'll want to get to know more and more of you daily. So we find that some days he come in with questions that he has read this or he read that and he just don't understand. But he's seeking, Lord. Touch him right now. Guide him, Lord. In
God
the name of
Lord.
Jesus. We know you're able, Lord.
Jesus.
And we know you can.
Yeah.
Father, if you only will, bless you right now. Bless these servants again, Lord.
Brother,
that as the word go forth, that it would touch someone's heart. It would touch someone's mind. Let them know that you are the only true way. Let them know, Lord, that whatever they trouble in mind, when they just can't seem to find their way, and all they got to do is just whisper a little talk to you.
Have
a little talk with Jesus. Father, hold their hand as we run this race. Lord, we love you, and we truly place no one above you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch right now. Bless right now. Look upon my brother, Sister Fan, and Brother Fan. Guide them, Lord. Father, we know that there are some prayer warriors, but we know that prayer warriors need prayer sometimes.
Father,
that you touch their hearts, touch their families. Continue to give them strength to continue to go forth. Continue to touch them, that they let them know that they know that they're on the right road. For you said in your word, Lord, that the road to damnation was wide. You said many find it there. But the road to salvation is narrow and few find it therein. But you said in your word, Lord, you said, yet there is room. Let them know that there's room. Keep them, Lord Jesus. Guide them. Bless their family. Bless their marriage, that they continue to go stronger and stronger daily. Touch them right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We love you.
Yes,
we love
Lord,
you.
Yes.
Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Let your heart say amen.
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 Amen. And
truly,
we truly thank
brother.
God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Chief.
We truly thank Brother D for that touching prayer. That was such a beautiful prayer, such a blessing. And I thank God for each and every one, not only the one whose name he called, but we ask blessings on each and every one at the sound of our voice today. That God will keep you, God bring you closer to him, and he will protect you and your family. We thank God for that. Truly, we thank God for that each and every day. In the way of announcement, be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel, for an hour of reflection. Also on Tuesday night, same time, same channel, Brother D and his gospel hour. And we're just asking you all to continue to be with us and continue to just pray for us as well as we pray for you, that this service will continue and people will receive something from it. People will want to know how to be saved, and we thank God for that. We truly thank God for our brother dog, our very own brother dog, who just stick by us and just make sure he's always there, making sure that the word of God goes out. We thank God for that. And I will continue to give him his flower because of the work that he's doing down here will one day speak for him. I thank God for that. In your hands, brother dog.
She liked that song there. But, you know, I'm out here in this noise today. So, Sister Mary, we appreciate it. Appreciate the work you put in today. Appreciate the lesson. All I can say is have a great day and God bless you.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, you. All right, you. Come on in there, y'all. Kid, come on in there, kid. Anybody out there? I'm out at the racetrack today. Out here in this doggone hot, boy. It's hotter than a doggone weird nigga's butt out here. Doggone it. Tony Vine been on my butt, man. Kid, where you at? If a kid on there, a flop, a wheelchair. Uh-oh, that wheelchair. What wheelchair doing on there? Come on, Chip. Come on, kid.
Keep calling my name. But, dog, you know, Ben Harris. Ben Harris got his race in Macon this weekend. They got testing and tuning. Tomorrow, 250 a car from 6 to 12. And then on Friday, he's trying to get together a four-car shootout, which I think all the cars going to put $1,000 in. And he's going to put $1,000 on top. And then on Saturday, the gate's going to open up at 4, track go hot at 6. And he's giving away $20,000. All steel, all glass shootout. And if you want your spot, if you want him to hold your spot, He said he's not selling spot, but he will hold you a spot for $200 if you're going to get that late. But he gave away $20,000 all steel, all glass. He got the rules up on his page. And he's doing the Pee Wee Shootout, which we already got about 10 already committed. And when they do, they pay $100 entry fee. He's going to put $1,000 on top of that. And then he got anything on 28, $2,500 free entry. And then on Sunday, he's going to open the gates back up. And he's going to do the new gen shootout on Sunday. And then if you can't make it a Ben race, you can go over to the Brock race. I think he got the – I know he got the 484 shootout. I think he got six already committed for it. Plus, he locked in with Salted Bitch. And it's going to be a good show. So get out and support whichever one you can. Two good events, two different tracks, two different areas. So it ain't no excuse why you can't make it to one of them. All right, Willie.
Good morning there, kid. Your mic open, kid.
Oh, what's going on, dog? What's going on, Wheelchair?
What up, kid?
Nothing much. Hey, dog, did you ever finalize your four drivers?
Your top four drivers? Tony Bynum jumped on me so bad, so I'm going to wait. I'm going to let him get mad. I'm going to let him keep getting mad for a while before I tell him. He mad because he went in there.
Man. I didn't see Daniel Ray's name in there either.
I know. Yeah, that's a whole lot of names you don't see in there. Ain't but four in there. We got 1,000 drivers. Ain't but four names in there. So what?
Oh, okay. No, I was just wondering how you come by that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. Don't nobody know why I put it in there and what the criteria. Everybody want to tell me, though. So I'm going to let everybody tell me what I'm doing. So everybody don't know what I'm doing. Tell me what I'm doing. Well, see, a whole lot of names in there.
Yep.
I ain't see Willie Dog name in there. I ain't see Dwayne Bearden name in there. I ain't seen a whole lot of names. A whole lot of people I can think of.
Yeah.
Oh, but tell me this here, kid. Tell me about what the ones you think that I did put in there. What you think about the four I did put in there, kid?
Oh, them some good drivers. Some damn good drivers.
Yes, sir. So, kid, in your estimation, kid, or your opinion, what do you consider a good driver, kid?
A one that can tell you about a car. A one that can cut a good light.
He can
tell you the ins and outs about the car that he's driving. That's what makes a good driver.
Okay. Right in there. Yeah, you're right. So Tony Bynum want to know why he ain't in there now. Tony Bynum don't fit none of them categories. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, man.
I'm just joking. Now, I'm going to tell everybody what I did it for. But I ain't going to tell them right now. Because, you know, I'm at the racetrack right now. I'm going to get ready to go shake this whole thing down and see what I can do. I might go to Orangeburg Friday and make him sad. Since Ben didn't want me down there. He didn't want me Saturday. Friday. He didn't want me Friday. Told me he didn't need me. Made me feel bad. I started crying, man.
Oh, man.
I thought I was going to go down there and hang out with Wheelchair, man.
Shake it down, dog, and get on his ass.
Now, Wheelchair, that's a good idea, Wheelchair. So I'll be down there Friday. Yeah, shake it down and do right. But thank you, Wheelchair. I know what I needed me. I know Wheelchair was around, hanging around me.
I'm going to break across his goddamn ass.
Oh, Wheelchair, a nice guy. Wheelchair, a nice guy, except for, you know, he likes to start a lot of shit. But, you know, he good people.
Yesterday we had a discussion going on about, you know, Ryan was a little upset because the guys down there wouldn't run him. Now, if the guys down here don't want to run him because they think he's too tough or whatever, what can he do? Since ain't none of the guys up north trying to run him. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Shit, ain't nothing he can do. But join me on the grill or whatever, you know, and help us do a little cooking or whatever. Shit.
Damn. Okay. Somebody get him on. If y'all got anything y'all want to get going on, you better get going on. Oh, I see Flop on here today, too. If y'all got anything you want to talk about, better come on. Otherwise, you know me, I'm down here in this noise. I'm finna get out of here. I'll leave the show open and open y'all up as I see you. Come on in and talk about it. Do what you want to do. Somebody run the show.
Yeah.
Come on in here. Whole bunch of y'all on here. 87 people on there. On a doggone Wednesday. 87.
Damn.
On Wednesday.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah. Yeah. And on Wednesday, they be scared to come on Wednesday because they be scared they're going to get some prayer. They be scared mm-hmm. they're going to jump on that dog. Yeah.
Hey, dog, that's supposed to be your title today. Welcome to your title for me. Bring it to me.
Uh-oh.
Hey, there goes.
What up?
That sounds like a boss.
Come, but God bring you a car title. Bring it back to Augusta for me.
Where is he? You going to give it to me tonight?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you give it to me, I'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Boss, come on, boss. Take over the show, man. Tell them about that old sorry-ass dog didn't put your name in that top four. You got your show. It'd be your show tonight. Come on in, boss.
I put another video up. Everybody got their own opinion. So I put my name with that.
Yeah. What number you had me, boss?
I gave a reason for every man I put pick.
What number I worry about?
Number 9.
I'm pissed off, man. Number 9. Man, I'm pissed off. I should be number goddamn it 40 or 50, man. I know about 15 or 30 more people that bet me. Hey, man, you put me way up there, number 9, man. Don't be putting me way up there.
Who name me 30 people better than you, you say?
I should be. You don't need to put me up there for. I don't want nobody calling me out.
I'm talking about somebody, dog. I put my list up, and just like everybody else should put their list up, but who would you trust in your car for a grocery if you can't drive? Right now. That's what I put on. I ain't talking about last year, 2 years, not about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people you can't trust in your car, that you are trusting your car with money on the line.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 10 of bands over tonight. Go ahead, boss. Your show. Your show, boss. I'm just going to hold the mic.
Oh, y'all finna make a shakedown in a few minutes.
Boss, you know damn well you ain't in no damn track.
You ain't trying to bet no money on that, dude.
Oh, dog.
I ain't thought so.
Yeah.
Dog,
let me hear you crank the carb and rev it up if you hit the track.
You said I can let you crank up 5-6 cars here and crank up the rev up.
Hold up. You ain't in no track, boy. But be your mic on, B.
No, I just want you open. I got a couple guys on my line that might want to talk.
Crank up in a few minutes.
Oh.
Get that little $20 from dog.
I ain't bet you no damn $20.
Over 40?
I just said you couldn't do it, though.
Well,
got 89 on, boss. We got two more people on. We got 89 on.
Got this goddamn little truck. I put that little truck over here.
A little truck? You got a truck over there?
You're an Arnberg.
If you drive a little, you ain't in no damn Arnberg. Jamie ain't gonna let you go to Arnberg.
Oh, man.
Well, I know that's a lie. I know you ain't at Arnberg.
$25. Same $25 you gave me today.
No.
I know you want it back.
I know you ain't at Arnberg, though. No, I don't. I gave it to you with a smile. That's what I told you I was gonna do.
I just gave Deborah a hug.
Let me speak to Deborah. Let me speak to her. Oh, no, not Deborah. No, not Deborah. She don't like me. Yeah. What's happening, babe?
What name of the Blue Camaro?
Blue Camaro?
Arkansas. Oh, hell no. The boy, the championship man, I beat Evelyn Jackson.
Oh, Richard Dishon.
Richard.
Yeah, Richard Dishon. Holy Ghost?
Let me speak to him.
Holy Ghost got his ass over here. Richard.
I know damn well you ain't over there, though. Because you ain't finna pay no money for
no
damn private attention. You ain't finna pay no money for no private attention, boy.
Ain't my 250?
But 250. Yeah, shit, but 250. No, you ain't went nowhere to
fit. $225, now since you bet $25.
I ain't bet nothing.
I ain't been a quarter. But I just know you ain't no
tech. Richard, come here, Richard.
I know you ain't no tech. I know that.
Dog, we're talking.
Hello?
Who that? Hey, Richard?
Hello? Yep.
Who that, Richard?
Yep.
Richard? Don't that be fact for real?
Yeah.
Tony had to sack it on, bro, right now.
Yeah. Where else we going to be?
I just told him if you say you're there, I believe you, but I ain't believe him.
Well, we here.
All right. Okay. I believe you then. What the hell Tony doing trying to test, man? I ain't never known Tony.
Why don't you call me a liar, man?
I say you owe that 25.
Man, I didn't bet 25, you dumb bastard. I don't know why they hear anybody talking about I didn't bet nail quarter.
Boss, you're a bad man. You kick Richard ass, man. You got him over there with your truck.
No, not friends. I'm his friends, man. No, Richard ain't with me. Now you don't have chest.
Boss, what you doing over there? You must drop the call for somebody.
Hey, man, I can tell y'all everything, dog. Cold session now.
Yeah.
You'll see in a few days.
Oh, I know. If whatever you do, I'll find out. Somebody's going to call and tell me.
You know, in a few days. I know you're going to call Richard.
I ain't going to call Richard. I know. I ain't want nobody to know who told me. I know if somebody told me, you know it's all over Richard. Yep.
You know, in a few days. I got that black truck over here, too. That motherfucker talking about she thought he wanted to race it.
I thought maybe you had white gal over there, sir. That's what needs some testing. That's your shit.
Yeah, ain't no big real right gal. In fact, I got a test pocket change. I told you that.
Oh, okay.
You may want to try me more tomorrow night. I got to get ready for you.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. 91 people on there, boss. 91 people, boss.
91 people.
I hate to disappoint them though, cause I ain't got. If y'all don't send it, I'm finna get off here, cause I gotta go to work. I know y'all, the kid and weird, they keep going out there.
Yeah,
I hear some thunder there. I hear some thunder.
Oh, I got oil pressure. I got goddamn oil pressure.
Yes, sir.
There wasn't no damn pocket.
I get Tarnell to bite stage time. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Horse out. Bite stage time. Somebody call him on the phone.
Okay. That should do the show right, though.
Oh, man, not so much.
Call Tarnell. Then we got the back stage time.
Tarnell, you don't want to say it first.
Say what now? If I just give my kid, I'll fuck up something tonight. Just pay the fuck up. I'll call Tarnell. Then we got the back stage time. Shout out to him. Fuck him with a horsepower shit. Uh-oh.
I decline.
I don't want to get anybody to say time, but I'll try it. Tarnell.
No answer, boss. He didn't answer.
He know you're looking for him, boss. He know you're looking for him.
I got to start blocking y'all numbers, man.
What you saying, boss?
Get him on with it.
He didn't answer, dog. You try to call.
He must know boss over this thing.
Got them turned there. You should love somebody when running horse, don't it, with you? You ain't nobody else gonna run it.
Paul, you say you're going to get a man in the back
side? Yes, I am. Horse out.
I'm gonna say 1-1.
No, I said bite top. And then we got that 1-1. No, we're supposed to get bite top. They're just trying something. Just getting to this scary ass race.
Who won the last time y'all two raced each other, bro?
The rain.
No, I'm talking about the last time y'all two went down the track. Who won?
Nah, I can't. I ain't even down there, man. Sometimes I'm so scared to run me, man. You know he got an overwhelming advantage. That man ain't even run me or nothing.
I thought y'all did run. No. He beat you out for great race of the year. Yeah, don't know.
Never. Georgia.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, dog.
Got that show. I got that show trying to run it, man. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why he wants to.
Come on with it, bro.
Dog, you try to call him, too?
It's more people taking up a collection in a small teepee than talking on this show, man.
But we'll tell, can't you lock in for him? You ain't y'all in the same camp.
What you there, Flop? Somebody picking up a collection, bro?
It's more people taking up a collection in a small teepee than talking on this show, man.
More people taking up a collection on a small TT. You know, I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Ain't nobody talking on the show. That was the basic thing.
Thank you, sir.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
Oh, I don't care. We talking. I don't care if they talking or not. I don't care.
Well, I'm talking. I'm trying to get in contact with Tom Nettle like his ass in.
Hey, Flop, it's 91 dummies on it then.
Well.
No. If it's not a dummy, that means Flop one of them, right?
Got a point there.
Bet you can't prove it.
You on the phone?
No, I ain't.
Try Tonnell again.
I'm on the internet. I got some new high tech shit going.
Wait, what is it? You still listening?
Don't matter.
We'll try Tonnell again.
Damn, boss, you on Tonnell, man. I won't slop, no.
Man, Tonnell, man, scary ass, man.
Boss beating the dead Dre, man. He beating the dead Dre, man.
Dead new. Nothing. Say he got oil pressure, though.
Yeah, we can't even call Dre no motherfucking horse. He a motherfucking mute.
But can't Scott lock in for him?
Uh-huh.
How's Scott? Shit. Goddamn race locked in.
It's on the early now. You know, damn well Scott ain't gonna answer. It's on the early now. You know, damn well Scott ain't gonna never answer.
Scott answer real shit number.
Mogul being kicked wheelchair out of that. You got wheelchair left him. And you don't have wheelchair number two. Wheelchair left him.
Oh, wheelchair got a private line. Wheelchair got the house phone number. Yeah, that's a wheelchair phone number. Dog, we might do a little bit tomorrow night. Fucking internet to do shit. Horse off.
I don't even crack up on horse off, bro.
Don't do that, dog. Now, I see you testing horse off for now. I'm going to test a horse off, too.
No,
dog, bring back the old days.
Bring back the old days. I go to your ass, man.
No, run on motor,
horse
dog.
Horse
I don't run on motor, sir.
Tell you what, dog. Me and you all right.
I'll take it.
Me and you right.
I'll take it. Sound like you was talking to Diane at one time.
Tell you what, dog. I'm going to run motor. You can run motor. You can run big fly, run small fly. I did it. Can't be better baseball player. I'm just trying to call your bluff. I believe you bluff.
Uh-oh.
I believe
do what you
bluff.
Want to do. Anytime I go down there, I'm going to try to go down there as fast as I can or whatever I can.
Good God almighty. And, Ma, y'all say I'm going to be trying to race.
No,
you got big fly in that car.
I'm trying to get
you
big fly
in that car.
Kanye.
I ain't got no motor car. I ain't even fast with the juice. Let's know I'm talking about some damn motor.
Yes, you is.
Yes, sir.
Horse out. You can run big block, I run small.
Right,
Before I make a shakedown now, if I make a shakedown out here and a bit slow down, I ain't gonna do it. They little up me before I make a shakedown. Ain't like it
oh,
is,
I don't
man.
Care what you do. Fast, slow, I don't care what you do, boss.
The funny shit I remember dog told Diane, I run on motor till the night
you
come on.
Oh, that's what I've been doing. I did
it.
Dog, you just get here. Dog, you just get here, nothing, brother. I got a small block.
Just
nothing,
get
brother.
Here.
Now you mean tell me that won't be a drip goddamn race for you?
I got a small block.
The horsepower, okay.
I ain't no damn big block. I got a small block.
You got a small block. Oh shit, that's a good damn race then. Shit. That's a good damn race. Don't have to worry about buying no nitrous or none of that shit. Come off the trailer, that shit.
Already got nitrous.
Yeah, troop didn't
buy that.
Am I gonna be
able to
troop to stay here?
Yeah, okay, I got a big block in the car. Horsepower against your horsepower.
Didn't have any hands.
No, you got
the bike. Dealer was close. Well, they didn't have any. Dealer was close.
In the background talking
about. All right, y'all don't hear nobody finish talking. The whole show is over with.
I've been blackballed.
Whoever was talking, they went.
Show me over here. Someone talking there. We be right.
I mean, the people that was in the background talking. As soon as the dog said it, they went to mute.
I said Don Tarnell on the phone. Just don't want to answer.
94 people on, boss. Got 94 on.
I wish one of them was Don Tarnell.
It was one of those kind of.
There's sure a lot of people going for the show to be so quiet.
That's about the wheelchair about there. That's about the wheelchair about there. Well, if y'all ain't going to get nothing going on, ain't no use us hanging on there doing nothing, y'all.
Well, dog, you know, we waiting on long. We got on here because you said you was going to tell us about how you picked the four best grudge races. That's what you said you was going to tell us. Oh, I got on
changed
here.
Changed my mind.
I guess everybody else, too.
I changed my mind.
Well, you should have told everybody you changed your mind so we ought to be on the show.
On page 42, Tony Bynes, I quote, Tony Bynes said, I'm authorized to change my mind. With you, do you second that emotion? Tony Bynes said it. I put it in the book. Tony told me.
God.
Come on, man. We got 96
people
on there now, man.
216 from. We get that from.
Y'all gonna let all these. Y'all got all these people on the phone, and y'all ain't got nothing to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
Damn, Flock. Read the Bible, Bush, Flock. Recite a poem, Flock.
They gonna really hang up. Jesus will.
Y'all is in the Bible.
And so did the people on the blog talk show. They want to complain and say there wasn't nothing to talk about, but they didn't carry their weight.
Huh? Yes, sir. And rather cool off a little bit, be straight.
I would really like to go over some of them G-body rules at the Pat Callan race.
Well, dog, you said you ain't gonna cut off the knife tomorrow night.
You what now?
Lil' Romeo, you ain't gonna cut the knife off, Lil' Romeo? I mean, pocket chain up?
No, I ain't got no problem with pocket chain.
That's your business that you're about. You can't be in a train track with each other. Got a problem with that.
Arch ain't already done beat the shit out of me. What the fuck I'm going to fuck with him for again?
That's friend, man. Yeah, big blocking that in.
You
want to
lock?
Small,
you
want to
lock out some with pocket chain? If you want to lock out some with pocket chain, gotta do that.
Be locked out with
you,
me.
You do what you want to do. You can do what you want
to
do.
No, 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 no. I'm trying to save this motor here. This motor very finicky. Sprayed it 2 times to hurt a pistol. Sprayed 1 goddamn time it hurt the pistol in the damn shop. You know I ain't. I'm cautious about it. I get ready to run the hook, run over the horse off. You know the finicky motor, folks. I ain't got a lot of money left. Got $100 on three.
You want to lock out? We lock out some. We can lock out a little stuff for a little something.
You mean tell me you gonna spray me and no one run the horse out? You don't feel bad.
Tony, you quit trying to run the game on me that I taught you this game. How you gonna try to turn around and run the same game on me?
Okay. You think I got a sneaker peek? Hang on, you look at the car. Look at the car.
I don't care. Listen up, sir. I don't care what you got. I don't care. I ain't asking what you had. You the one doing talking, all that talking. I said, do you want to lock out a little something for tomorrow? I ain't telling you what to do, how to do it, or when to do it.
Yes, I did. What about against Bam Bam? You and Bam Bam run through the stuff.
Oh, tell me what car you want to run with me.
Bam Bam, Mustang against your Mustang. The Zookeeper, Bam Bam against Zookeeper.
Zookeeper, I'm not running Zookeeper, sir.
What car you running in?
My bad. I'm Bam. I thought you said Bam Bam. I don't even know what car it is, Bam Bam. What is Bam Bam?
You know Bam Bam, the Mustang I drive, small block. You already know.
I don't know the car. Give me a picture.
Small block, man. Get your big block, Mustang.
Man, I didn't ask you about what size motor you had, man. God damn,
Joe
you keep
did,
fucking
Joe
telling
did.
Me what the fuck.
Okay.
I ain't asked you about no
Bam,
fucking car.
Okay. Bam Bam against your Mustang.
Send me the picture. Let me see what Bam Bam is. I don't know no fucking Bam Bam.
Small, tell him what Bam Bam little Mustang got run or drive.
You can't tell me a goddamn thing. Send me a picture, motherfucker, so I know. You can't tell me shit. If I don't know it.
You don't know how to take no pictures in while I'm talking on the phone?
All right, well. When you send me a picture, I'll let you know what I want to run.
So you see me at the track the last time the track was open. I went there and you didn't see me driving the car.
If I don't know it, you
Dogs
can't make
track,
me know
it's a, it's a Mustang
it.
With a small block. You should be saying, yeah.
What color is it, white?
A Mustang with a small. No, it's gray.
What color is it?
Gray. God damn, man.
Somebody tell Big Eddie to suck my dick and stop telling me I don't owe you shit. Somebody tell Big Eddie to suck my dick and I don't owe him nothing.
Small block Mustang against your big block Mustang.
Spray,
spray, like you just said. Spray, spray.
Send me a picture.
$275. We thought it was big.
Hello.
$275.
Hello. Hello. What up?
I said $275.
$275 what?
$275 tire drag racer. That's what we got on the car.
Ball. Listen up again.
Dog, if it ain't a small block, if it ain't $275, if it ain't a Mustang, you win the pocket.
I don't. Ball.
We got to see a picture for
man, somebody tell this dumb motherfucker. I ain't asked you what about nail polish. I said, see a picture of the car. I don't pick nobody's car, Paul. I don't give a fuck what you got on this company. If I want to run it, I'll run it. I don't ask nobody what the fuck they got. Big block, small block, $275. I don't give a fuck. Full charger, turbo charger, I don't care. Send me a fucking picture.
What was that? Do I do it on this camera?
Yeah. I'm still waiting on that picture, Bob.
I don't know how to get it. Well, let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Can I do this, man?
Bob, hold up. I'll take the hit up break from Black Guy for 500. Hello? Hello? Damn, I almost got my shit cut off on my own show. Anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah, we
yeah,
hear
what?
You. Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you.
Yeah,
yeah
we hear you.
Here, boss, I'll take a hit up break with Black Air.
Damn, pitch.
Boss, he said he'll take the head up break with Black Girl.
Right. Move the white truck over to the other lane. Move the white truck over to the other lane. Don't block him. Move the white truck over to the other lane. Put the white dually in the other lane. Don't take that man's lane up there. Move the dually to the other lane. You blocking. You in somebody's lane right there. The white dually.
It is. That's it. Oh, you got it. Hey, you got it. See it went through. Dog, you get it?
I'm looking now. Hell no, I don't want to do it. Hell no. Hey, who doing it? Where that? That's a man.
Dog, you get the pitch? Where the junior?
I got the picture, and I don't want no trouble with that bullshit that old guy there, the two chest ass call you got, man. Fuck you talking about?
Why the hell you made me go through that trouble, take a picture, and you know
because
you
I know what kind of car it was. I told you if there was that damn white car, I didn't want none of that.
So
that's Yeah. You took that two chest and lightweight motherfucker somewhere else.
All Mustangs lightweight, man. Back in the back. Lincoln Continental. I said Mustang. When have you seen a light or heavy Mustang? That's my light, no. Thank you.
Good God Almighty.
I've been blackballed.
I got Tondell on the phone yet?
Let me know something. I can cut this bitch off. Let me know.
Man, hang this shit up.
You right, Flop. I'm finna get out of here, man. Ain't nobody talking about nothing. I'm finna go out and do some racing. Get my ass whooped and get ready for Boss tomorrow with that old fake bullshit he's trying to put on me with that fucking ugly ass, tube chested ass Mustang he got. I told him I didn't want to tell him what he had. Anyway, y'all have a good day. Thank y'all for coming on.
Good night.
Get in the car.